Good morning, everyone. This is Graham, and we're reading this morning from 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. Joab was told, "The king is weeping and mourning for Absalom, and for the whole army the victory that day was turned into mourning, because on that day the troops heard it said, 'The king is grieving for his son.' The men stole into the city that day, as men steal in who are ashamed when they flee from battle. The king covered his face and cried aloud, 'O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son.' Then Joab went into the house to the king and said, 'Today you have humiliated all your men who have just saved your life and the lives of your sons and daughters and the lives of your wives and concubines. You love those who hate you and hate those who love you. You have made it clear today that the commanders and their men mean nothing to you. I see that you would be pleased if Absalom were alive today and all of us were dead. Now go out and encourage your men. I swear by the Lord that if you don't go out, not a man will be left with you by nightfall. This will be worse for you than all the calamities that have come on you from your youth until now.' So the king got up and took his seat in the gateway. When the men were told, 'The king is sitting in the gateway,' they all came before him. Meanwhile, the Israelites had fled to their homes." The books of Samuel are not always easy, are they? There's some wonderful stories here, but there's a lot of quite unpleasant stuff going on within David's family. And I find it helpful to remember two key verses in the New Testament which guide us as we look at the Old Testament. Firstly, in Romans 15 verse 4, Paul writes, "Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Paul is saying the Old Testament was written to teach us. What does it teach us? Lots of things, but he mentions two things in particular. The Old Testament scriptures teach us endurance, keep going when things are tough, and they teach us encouragement so that we might have hope. And Paul writes similarly in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11, "These things, the things of the Old Testament, happened to them, to the people of Israel, as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination or the fulfillment of the ages has come." In context, Paul is looking back to the events of Exodus 32 and Israel's idolatry with the golden calf. But his words are valid, really, for the whole Old Testament. What happened to Israel in the Old Testament should be understood as examples and warnings for us. So here in 2 Samuel chapter 19, Absalom, David's third son, has been killed in battle, fighting against his own father. It had been a difficult relationship, culminating in Absalom conspiring to take the throne from David and make himself king. And eventually Absalom is killed in battle, and understandably, rightly, David is mourning the death of his son. And Joab, one of David's chief military commanders, also his nephew, comes to him and speaks quite bluntly to David. And Joab says, basically, "David, you're so focused on the loss of your son that you're neglecting your army who fought for you and who saved your life." And Joab even suggests that David might have been happier if all of them had been killed and Absalom had survived. What was David getting wrong here? Of course, David was right to grieve and mourn the death of his son, but his personal grief causes him to neglect his role as king, and he's humiliating his loyal army who had fought for him and saved his life. David, in a sense, had forgotten that he was God's anointed, that he was king over Israel. He was neglecting what God had given him to do. And that, I think, is the example and the warning here for us. We have been called to live for Christ, to know him and love him and follow him. But sometimes we let the everyday stuff of life get in the way of that. Life is full of all sorts of things which we can't avoid. The problems and issues and difficulties of living as fallen people in a fallen world. We're broken people on a broken planet, aren't we? But we must not forget who we are in Christ. We are called. We are chosen. We are anointed by His Spirit. We are called to put God's kingdom first. And that's what David had forgotten here. Yes, we have to deal with the messy stuff of life, but David was not wrong to grieve for his son, but we must not forget who we are. We must not neglect our calling and our role within God's kingdom. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for these books of Samuel. Lord, sometimes they're not easy to read. There's lots of unpleasant stuff going on, but thank you for the difficult and messy bits of the Old Testament. Help us, Lord, to learn endurance and to receive encouragement. Help us to see the examples and the warnings contained in these stories. And Father, we pray that you would help us not to be so distracted by the everyday stuff of life that we neglect our place and our role, our calling in your kingdom. Help us, Father, to seek first your kingdom. Amen.